We continue today with lesson number 104 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim. We are continuing into the 25th Perek with the 4th and 5th Mishnayos. Perek Chavei, Mishneh Dalet, and Mishnehei, Mishneh Dalet. Horoiva v'chatzi horoiva. Suppose you have a vessel which has two compartments. So imagine a large bowl, but in the middle of the bowl there's a wall separating one half of the bowl from the other. In one half of the bowl, it can contain a rova hakav, about a half of a liter, a rova hakav, a quarter of a kav. The other one can only contain a chatzi harova, half of a quarter of a kav, an eighth of a kav. And this is a midah. This is a measuring cup which has two parts to it, separated by a wall down the middle, a machitza down the middle. So that's what you have here. Nitma horoiva, if the compartment which contains a rova becomes tome, lo nitmo chatzi harova. The other compartment does not become tome. It's as if these are two separate kelim, even though they are part of the same bowl, but since they're divided by a wall down the middle, they are separate kelim. Nitmo horoiva, lo nitmo chatzi harova. Nitmo chatzi harova, lo nitmo harova. And quite the contrary. If that part of the bowl, of the measuring cup, which contains, measures half of a rova, becomes tome, that doesn't affect the rova. These are two separate kelim. Omru, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva said to him, Omru, if ne Rabbi Akiva, if you look at such a keli, and you want to say, what's the achorayim and what's the toch, you're very likely to say, the rova is the toch, and the chatzi rova is the achorayim. The chatzi rova is of lesser importance than the rova. So the rova is the kli itself, the toch, and the chatzi rova is the achorayim. So therefore they said to their Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, hoyol v'chatzi horoiva achorayim l'roiva. They assumed, poshut, that the chatzi horova is the achorayim of the rova, conceptually. So isn't it then true? Does it not then follow? Kli shenitmo toch olo nitmo u achorov? A kli whose toch has become tomei, certainly, its achorayim should be tome. So why do we say nitma harova, lo nitma chatzi harova? So Rabbi Akiva answers them and says, Om Alohen, shelkat kodmin hi. There are various interpretations here. Some have a different girsa. And they say, shel bas, bas, beis, sof. In Aramaic and Hebrew too, I guess in Mishnaic Hebrew, bas means to measure. So he said to them, shel bas kodmin hi? Does one measure have priority over the other? Does the rova measure somehow more important, have more kedima than the chatzi rova? No. They're both equal. This has its toch and this has its toch. There's no reason, says Rabbi Akiva, to consider the rova to be the toch and the achorayim to be the and the chatzi rova to be the achorayim. Some understand it way we have the reading shelkat kodmin hi, and there too there are various interpretations. One interesting interpretation is that Rabbi Akiva said shelkat kodmin hi. The other class, the earlier class, already asked that question. In other words, they used to sit in rows, and this question was coming from the back row. So Rabbi Akiva said, the kat kodmin, the front row, already asked that question. And therefore Rabbi Akiva says, why assume that the rova is the toch and the chatzi rova is the achurayim? Hoshema harova achurayim lechatzi harova. Perhaps it's the opposite, that the chatzi harova is the ikar. That's the main thing you want, is a smaller measure for whatever reason. And the rova is the achurayim to the chatzi rova's toch. Klesha nitmo achorov, lo nitmo tocho. If that's the case, a kli with the achurayim, on the assumption that the rova is the achurayim, if the achurayim become tomei, so the chatzi rova being the toch, does not become Tomei, lo nitma tocho. So therefore, the point is that Rabbi Akiva is saying these are two independent kelim. It's not a matter that one is the toch and one's the achurayim. The inner part of both is its toch. The inner part of the rova is its toch. The inner part of the chatzi rova is its toch. Now, proceeding from Mishnah Dala to Mishnah Hay, we are going to look upon the outside of this measuring cup. Suppose nitma horova, the rova became tome. So the chatzi rova is not tome, separate keli. But horova va'achorov tomeim, the rova inside is tome, and also its own outside is tome, because its own achurayim, the walls around it, the outside of the outside surface of the walls around the rova, they two are tomei because of the din of achurayim. A keli which becomes mashkim tomei and bismetame it bifnim is also tomei bebachutz in the achurayim. But chatzi arova v'achorov tahorin. The chatzi arova is a separate kli, so its inside is tahor, and so is its achurayim. So are the outside surfaces of the walls which surround the chatzi arova. Of course, the question is, what about the wall down the middle, which one side of it is the wall of the toch of the rova, and the other one is the inside, and the other side is its achurayim to the rova, and that other side, which is the achurayim to the rova, is also the toch of the chatzi rova. And if the chatzirova becomes tomei, so its wall becomes tomei toch, but its achurayim, which is the inner wall of the rova, should also become tomei. We're going to get to that in a moment. Now, the Mishnah continues. Nitma chatzirova, if the chatzirova becomes tomei, nu chatzirova v'achorov tomeim, the surface of the outer walls of the chatzirova also become tomei. If the toch is tomei, the achurayim is tomei. But Horova, the other section, the achorov, and its outside, tohorin, remain tohor. Nitmu'u achorei horova, suppose the outer side of the outer surface of the outer world, walls of the rova become tome, tumas mashkin, mashkim tomeim. Achorei chatzi horova tohorin, that doesn't affect the outer surface of the wall surrounding the chatzirova holds Rab Meir, Divrei Rab Meir. V'chachomim omrim, no, ein cholkin es hagabayin. We don't split the back, the outer walls of the whole contraption, of the whole bowl. And therefore, if the achorei horova become tome, mashkim tomeim, the entire achorayim, all the achorayim, even the achorayim of the chatzirova becomes tomei, but the toch of the chatzirova does not become tomei. Ukeshehu matbil es kulo. Bottom line, when you're going to take this keli, which has really two kelim inside of it, and build it in the mikveh, you dunk the whole thing into the mikveh. Various reasons given. One reason is midrabanan, we want to have the whole thing tor. It's easy to confuse. Was the rova tomei and the chatzirova tohor, or the chatzirova tova and the rova tomei and the rova tohor? So therefore, when it comes to the tevila, dunk the whole thing in, and you avoid all kinds of questions. And so we have completed lesson number 104.